This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
We hope in the name of Jesus. Listen carefully. Anything that's positive in the way of hope in your life is connected with the name of Jesus. You realize that? Any hope you have of seeing a loved one who died in the last 5 years, 10 years ago, your only hope is connected to the name of Jesus. You do know that. Any hope that you have of healing in your life, any hope that you have of forgiveness in your life, it's all connected. It's all tied into the name that is above every name. Anything we do in the name of Jesus is spiritual warfare. I want to bring up, if I could, the verse 18. Jesus replied, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Here's what I think Jesus meant by that. The 72 just told Jesus, we've been casting demons out of people and they're responding. And Jesus said, I saw Satan fall like lightning. Do you know what I think Jesus was saying? That he saw the spiritual effects that were happening because of people coming against Satan. Maybe people, casual observers, saw these 72 people out there and thought, well, they're a bunch of losers talking about this Jesus. But spiritually, dynamic things were happening. There was damage being done against the kingdom of Satan. Which tells me this. You may think it's no big deal that you pray for somebody in your family, but it's a big deal to the Lord. He can see things because of your prayer that you will never see until eternity. He can foresee things that will happen in your son's life or your daughter's life because you prayed for them and because you interceded on their behalf. Dr. Billy Kim was a man who spoke in the Netherlands. Billy Graham spoke in Amsterdam, Netherlands, at this gathering. There were 10,000 people from all over the world. And Dr. Billy Kim from Korea was one of the speakers. Billy Kim got up and told a story out of the Korean War where there was a U.S. soldier that was in a bunker during a battle. He was given a direct order by his commanding officer to leave the bunker and to go get one or two wounded comrades that were out, you know, several dozen yards from the bunker. According to Dr. Billy Kim, this soldier looks at his watch and just waits a minute or two. Then he looks at his watch again, and the guy said, I told you to get out there, and then the officer left. Still, he kept looking at his watch like he was late for an appointment or something. And finally, a soldier said, what are you doing? He said, I'm just waiting for a certain time on the clock. My mom told me that she would pray for me at 10 minutes after the hour, every day. And I'm waiting for her to pray for me. And then a minute or two later, he looked at his watch and he ran out and rescued his comrades. Now, that may be a little superstitious look at prayer. I think that's a little over the edge for me because I believe the Lord would respond to prayer regardless of whether he was under that. But there's an important lesson there. Here's my question. Who's covered by your prayers? What human being walking on the face of the earth right now is covered by your prayers? You know, I mentioned this in the first service, and I didn't mean to offend anyone when I said it, but my guess is there were husbands and wives in the first service who are not covered by the prayers of their spouse. I think it's logical to think that in a crowd that size, there were people that weren't covered. I think in the first service or this service, there are young people who are not covered by the prayers of their parents, and there are parents who are not covered by the prayers of their children. Who's being covered by your prayers? Well, that's a valid question for you and for me. This message concludes tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. Be sure and look at visual stories on crosshope.org. God bless you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.